Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back, and we proceed with Drive Time. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. The NPA says it is still investigating Steinhoff scandal, one of South Africa's biggest financial fraud. It's now close to 3 years since, and nothing much has happened against the former CEO, Marcus Huster. Steinhoff, a one-time top performer at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, was in December 2017 implicated in a massive financial embezzlement scandal. So what's going on with the Steinhoff case? To give us comment on this financial investigation is economist and director at Antwisa Transnational Advisory Services, Mialan Mukabela. Mr. Mukabela, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good afternoon and listeners of Voice of Cape Town.
Thank you very much for joining us. Can you just, in your own understanding, give us an insight on why you think it has taken so long for the Hawks actually to reach this stage?
I think maybe where I can start is the importance of the matter is around the International Financial Reporting Standards, or IFRS, that set some rules that financial statements must be consistent, transparent, and comparable to the business community in the global stage. So whether a business is operating in South Africa, listed in South Africa at London and at New York, Stock Exchange, their financial statements has to be consistent and transparent. So the incorrect information, it is in, it contravenes with that IFRS statement, and it makes Steinhoff to be at fault of not clearing what is expected to investors, all stakeholders, and as well to its market capitalization, because it will be affected. It can really take a long for systematic corruption like this nature, because it's something that you will really need to get into an understanding of what is the rationale behind a company presenting it to this level. And then that will really need a forensic investigation. And normally a forensic investigation will really take time, probably sometimes 2 years or sometimes 3 years. And I think that is one of the reasons that you find that complex and systemic corruption issues really take longer. And then you find that as well, this issue has been attended to it a bit late.
Now, looking at that investigation, because what we know is that the NPA had the problems in terms of investigating this matter, whereby even Steinhoff had to pay PricewaterhouseCoopers. In fact, they funded this investigation via the National Prosecution Agency using the auditing firm PricewaterhouseCoopers.
So, in the issue of the accounting body, or you can say IRBA, a body and its associates, in relation to how they have to prepare the financial statements, going into their other charter holders like SAICA and Yuasima, I think it is just like a critical element from them as to how they have to relate with their clients, because the engagement letters has changed from the ancient times of auditing and accountancy, and then now you find that the auditing firms are the ones that are searching for business, or they are aggressively in business development. And already that from the word go, you find that that contravenes with the account with the accounting regulation to a particular degree, because the client was supposed to be doing some moves looking for the accounting firm that they need. And then you will find that the accounting firm that must be independent then can accept or to decline that they can't as well maybe audit or do transaction work for that institution. But in the evolution of accountancy and auditing, such things and the generation of today, a lot of rules and standards actually have been violated. And you find that like there is, you know, a client that can as well request some favors from auditing companies or like accounting firms, which violate the consistency and the transparency and the correct financial statements that needs to be presented. And I think this just goes back to where the society come from, or where like accounting and auditing come from. And I think we need to just go back to the basics and then do what is expected from accountants or auditors and other strategic advisors that are linked with fair opinions and valuations.
So what do you think should have happened or should happen in normal circumstances? Because as we are speaking, Stenhoff is still operating despite that 200 billion loss. In terms of credibility, investors are still pumping money into Stenhoff despite its a dented image.
I think like when you look at that, you are looking at two issues. So you are looking at directors that are not ethical. And then, but like you are looking at a business that is employing people in society. So with the directors that are not ethical, they need to be, whether they are arrested and then their IPs being removed from them. If there's anyone who has an accounting like related body or other societies, they have to remove such like from them and make sure that the directors that were there before and part of the shareholders, they move and they can sell that business to new shareholders. That is one. But on the other side, for impact and looking at stakeholders that like, you know, economic growth and employing people in our society, you will need to work on it as well, like differently, because you'll need to manage the business. You can't close the business, but you can sell or you can give a period that the shareholders can probably exit the business, and other shareholders that are ethical, they can come in and run such a business. Because in a society like South Africa and now where we find ourselves at, we have seen a lot of corrupt activities happening, and then we had several state captures, PIC like issues or PIC commission. But that will need the country and the Ministry of Justice to take a strong position on how businesses have to be conducted, and probably new measures, because systematic corruption doesn't just happen in a day. It's something that happened, and the directors know what they are doing. So they must come up with indications and guidelines on how to operate business for the future generation. And such standards need to be adopted as well. And companies as well that are listed at the JSE, like Stenhoff, they know King, King and they know King Four. So it's just violation of all those rules and the regulations of the JSE and other international listed companies or the capital like markets in general. So, you know, like that on its own, or that violation of rights and regulation, it speaks volumes that the directors and the shareholders are not ethical. And that will probably need them to be really removed from that entity, and then such a company be sold or be acquired by other directors that will really do business in a good way. Because it affects pension funds, and pension funds money are like society or employees' pensions. So whether it will be PIC or it can be a government employee pension fund, you know, you find that their funds are affected from one particular degree. But at the same time, you find that like investors that are investing money alongside these pension funds are not having the right information, because an audit company has not conducted or has not complied to the fair opinion or fair valuations that are expected in terms of the regulations that are there in the listed companies.
That's Mr. Mialan Mukabela, is the director and Twista Transaction Advisory Services, speaking to us on the issue of standoff. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, and the listeners.
Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the